Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the refinancing and Q3 results conference call. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I would now like to hand over to David Kassa. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. I'll just briefly give a review of the headlines before handing over to the question-and-answer session. I'm very pleased to announce this morning that Avocet is poised to become a fully unhedged producer. We're able to do this by taking advantage of a $63 million loan from Ecobank in Burkina Faso. And critically, Ecobank are not requiring us to put another hedge in place, so that's a very, very key development for Avocet. This Ecobank loan has a five-year term at a competitive interest rate of 8% per annum. And also during this quarter, we've been able to repay the outstanding $5 million debt with Macquarie. And just recapping on some of the other news that has been announced earlier this month regarding the progress we've made at Trique in Guinea, where we have presented the output from the feasibility study to the Guinea government, and the mining license application is progressing very nicely, and we expect to have the exploitation permit granted by the end of the year. Just in terms of the Q3 results themselves, these were, at least in terms of the ounces we produced, were announced earlier in the month. We produced just short of 31,000 ounces at a cash cost of just under $1,200 an ounce. So just recapping, I think the big news is this debt finance we've put in place to enable us to become an unhedged producer. That is a goal as a board of directors that we've been wishing to achieve now, certainly ever since I've been with the company, and I'm absolutely delighted to be able to say we are now an unhedged producer and be fully exposed to the spot price of gold. I guess there'll be a number of questions that people wish to ask, so without more ado, I'll now hand back to Nikki, who will field the questions as they come in. What I would ask is if you could give your name and the organization which you represent before asking your question. Thanks very much.
Okay, that's fine. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Maurice Mason from Peel Hunt. Please ask your question.
Good morning, gents, and congratulations on some very good news. I just wanted to, if you could confirm that there was adequate funds in this facility to repay the Elliott loan when it comes due, and also if you could give us some clarity on the restricted cash associated with the Macquarie hedge and when, obviously, you'd have access to that again, but when exactly you'd expect that restricted cash to be available again. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Maurice. I'll let Mike, as Finance Director, handle those two questions.
Yeah, Maurice, the Elliott loan is due for repayment by the end of the year, and we continue to look at what our best options are for that. After buying back the hedge, the group is going to have cash that is in excess of the Elliott loan, which obviously strengthens our position. But I'm very mindful that there is always the possibility that that could be affected by changes in production, gold price, cost, CapEx, working capital, etc., which all could affect our liquidity. And what I would say is that after today's news, I remain very confident that the Elliott loan will be repaid or potentially renegotiated on or before the maturity date. And as previously stated, it's not our intention to achieve that by raising equity. I see the removal of the hedge and today's news and also the progress on the Trique project that we announced earlier as key positives that will help us to secure financing without having to resort to a rights issue or any other form of equity.
Okay, thank you.
And Maurice, regarding the second question on the cash that was locked up, the $12 million, that will form, part of the that'll be used to buy back the hedge.
Okay, gents, if I can ask one more question, can you give us some feedback on how the carbon blanking modifications are performing?
Yeah, sure. That project is advancing very nicely. We've appointed an EPCM contractor to oversee the project, SES Time Engineering out of Johannesburg. All long lead items have now been ordered, and other normal things like the steel for the tanks, etc., that is being procured at the moment, and we're on track for commissioning by the end of Q2 next year, and the project remains in budget. We haven't drawn anything out of contingency yet, so very, very pleased with the progress.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Brock Sanier from GMP. Please ask your question.
Morning, gents. Good news on the finance facility in the short-term cash requirements. Just looking forward to next year, your August mine plan forecast gave us some cash cost forecasts. Now, those, by my rough estimate, those mining costs that your forecast mine plan sort of need about $1.75, $1.90 a ton. I just noticed mining costs today lifted up to $2.30 a ton. So I guess the question is, do you still think you can achieve cash mining costs of $1.75 to $1.90 as per your mine plan? And can you give us some color on the direction of the mining costs over the coming year?
Yeah, sure. Your analysis is right, Brock. They did tick up in quarter three. We had retired the AMS fleet at the start of the quarter, and we did move less tons, and that had the effect of not having the economies of scale as the divisor. You better bet that every single cost is being looked at to get the mining costs down to $2 a ton or lower. There's various initiatives we've got going on the mining cost. It's not just mining. We're also looking at processing costs, admin costs, all costs to get the mine more efficient on these costs. You are right there. We have suffered another new tax from the Burkina Faso government. A petroleum products tax has been introduced at 10 cents per liter, which has been unhelpful. But just going back to the refinancing, doing away with the hedging is our political risk insurance that gets removed. Echo Bank don't see any political risk in Burkina Faso, being a local bank, and that's going to save us over $1 million a year. And there'll be other costs that go away with Macquarie. It's good news, but the guys on site are working very, very hard to drive down on these costs. We are currently going through our budget process, so I can't give you absolute clarity on what the various costs per ton, both mining and processing, will be. But they are very actively under review, and there's a determination to reduce the costs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Carol Ferguson from SP Angel. Please ask your question.
Mike, good morning, and well done on the loan. I think the not having to pay for political risk definitely helps. A couple of my questions have been answered already, but just to clarify, on the Elliott loan, how much has been drawn down? Was it $10 million, and does it stand at that level?
Carol, thank you. I should say, first of all, that really the credit for this as a local loan really goes to our local team in Burkina, so well done to them. The loan with Elliott is 15 million that's been drawn down, and with interest rolled up, it's going to be closer to 16 million repayable by the end of the year.
Okay. All right. And presumably Elliott, being a sort of, you know, key shareholder, will be very supportive of how you renegotiate that loan with them.
We've always found Elliott supportive over many years, including in earlier this year. So, yeah, I think nothing has changed there. I've been confident throughout the year that our efforts in ARTA and in Trike would help us renegotiate the various financing that we've got. I think this step is a very good one on the Inata financing, and I certainly remain, after this news, very confident about the Elliott loan being repaid or renegotiated.
Okay, and just on Trike, how are the negotiations going with the Guineans? I mean, are they being helpful in terms of setting out the terms?
Yes, yeah. There are various aspects and work streams, some of which are on the technical side, and I'd welcome David speaking further there, but on the permitting and also the fiscal terms, we're in the process of both of those, towards an exploitation permit and the mining convention with the fiscal terms. I think it's fair to say that the government have been very supportive and very keen to see us develop a new mine, possibly one of the first new mines under the new convention.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Kayleigh Barker from Numis. Please ask your question.
Morning, guys. Well done on the loan. A few questions for me. Just can you give us just a steer on where you think grades and recoveries are heading into next year, and especially in relative to the mine plan?
Kayleigh, the having moved from $1,400 down to $1,200, obviously grades gone up. The plan for next year is looking at about 2 to 2.2 grams per ton. That's certainly in the first half of the year as we remain on oxide. As the blanking circuit is commissioned, that gives us the opportunity to go into Inata North, where there is some very high grade ore over 3 grams per ton. On recoveries, overall, we're looking at about 86% for next year. So hopefully that answers your question.
That's great, thanks. And then just on the hedge, I mean, obviously that's cleared, but are you expecting any further write-downs or mark-to-markets for the Q4s?
Kayleigh, we intend shortly to buy back the hedge, so it's not yet been bought back, but we intend to do that very shortly. During October, we delivered all of the 6,000 ounces into the hedge position, and that's why the remaining hedge is 112,000 ounces. The price at which the hedge is done, and therefore whether there is a further movement during Q4, will depend on what price we buy it back at. So there will be a movement between the ending price for Q3, which I think was 1327. Whatever the price is that we do the buyback will determine whether there's a further movement. In other words, if the price stays at above 1327, then in Q4 we will have a small negative increase in the mark-to-market, and then the buyback will be of that amount. If the price is below 1327, it will be the other way.
Lovely, got it, thanks. And then just my final question, just on Trike, you know, once you get the permit, all well and good, what sort of options are you considering for it post that?
Yeah, we're looking at various options. Obviously, getting it financed is going to be quite key in the decision making process. And in looking at how we were overall refinancing the company, we've certainly detected an appetite for financing projects in Guinea, and we'll be sort of leveraging off that in terms of I think our prime choice of owning and operating this asset ourselves.
So you wouldn't you're not considering joint ventures or asset sales or things like that?
We might do, but I think going into a construction phase will be first prize.
Got it. Lovely. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Kate Craig from Liberum. Please ask your question.
Hi, guys. Just a bit of a follow-up question on the carbon blanking. How's the test work actually going? I mean, what kind of recoveries is the test work showing? And how does it compare to what you're expecting? I think the last time we spoke, you were still unsure which blanking reagent you're actually going to use. Has it been determined yet?
Yeah, absolutely. Overall, there was about a 5 percentage point improvement in recoveries over the life of mine plan in terms of unblinded ore processing compared to blinding. We've carried on with the test work, and we've found that the combination of kerosene and a bespoke product called SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate on a 75/25% mix is going to give the optimum performance. So that is something that's sort of new information we've found. So and as I mentioned, that project is on track for commissioning by the end of Q2.
Right, brilliant. Sounds good. Thanks very much.
Okay, Kate.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. There are no further questions at this time, sir. Please continue.
Okay. I'll wait another minute or two to see if there's any further questions. Nikki, if there's no further questions there, we'll wrap up now.
Yep, there's no further questions, sir.
Okay, thanks very much indeed. That's well organised. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you. Goodbye.
That does conclude our conference for today. You may all disconnect.